So we're lurking here somewhere around about Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, in Shai Yichud HaMaaseh. Not posh stuff. I want to start again from where we didn't get too far in the sugya yesterday. Last week, I want to pick this up again and see if we can push ahead. Because they're like in the middle of a sentence here almost, and there's a lot of footnotes, and there's a Dren Kashim. If you've got it shattered, you remember it, you've got it clawed, you're going to be bored, let me know, because I don't want you to. But my guess is we're not really holding here. They're sort of by saying like this, after keeping all the mitzvahs that you have to do. And when that's going to be, but whenever that happens, as hincha reitzel a kabbalat atzmacha lifnim mishras hadin chumras kifi achaltecho. Now you want to take upon yourself things beyond the letter of the law, chumras according to your ability. But tol tosefes le mitzvahs, additions to the mitzvahs. Vemtoincha ze noveya mitvach chukel achasidus. You have to see where this is coming from. What he's saying is this can be coming from a good place and be coming from a not good place. How much of this is relevant to us, I'm not really sure. It could be relevant in certain areas. Again, we're not going to be keeping all the mitzvahs exactly the way we want to right away. That's going to take a little while. But it can come about even before there, where there's certain things that a person's drawn to, certain things that a person feels he wants to do more and he wants to do better and he has the ability to do that. So you might feel there's certain things that just attract a person more. Shabbos, for example, a person might feel that on Shabbos he wants to do, he's been learning about Shabbos, he's studying Shabbos, he may be learning the Gemaras, he's learned whatever, he feels that, you know, these things he knows now, he didn't know, and he wants to keep more. So then he has to see where this is coming from. If he's doing it because, again, it might not be a chukka for us, I'm talking about. He's talking about chassidus, because you're not tzaddik. A tzaddik is someone who keeps all the mitzvahs, and he wants to go to the next stage. He wants to become a chassid. We're not talking about that. That's not relevant to us. But could be that you're a tzaddik in a certain area, and in that area, you'd like to go a little bit further, and you want to do a little bit more. You have a chukka for it. You have a yearning for it. See, if it's coming from a place of a yearning for doing more, and your seichel has processed this, it's not coming from an emotional place. It's not coming from an emotional place. It's coming from a place of seichel, you know what you're doing. And it's also not coming from a pushing from your taivas. Then it's a worthy thing, and you're going to get reward for it. You're not doing anything that goes against the das of the chachamim, of the sages, the rabbonim that came before you. They themselves made commandments. Avos, it says, asu saig l'toira. Yeah, you're talking about negatives. There's two aspects here. There's the Oset Toiv and there's a Sumera. A person might want to create boundaries in order to hold the mitzvahs that he's doing. That would be a Oset Saiv Toiv. He's creating a fence for his Torah. But then there's also the Oset Toiv, where he wants to do the mitzvah better, and he wants to do it with more eslivus. He wants to do it with more concentration. He learns more about it. He might start understanding the machlekas rishonim and want to keep all the shittas. That's the aseh toiv of it. Yeah, he's bringing rise more for the aseh saiga toiv v'od omru mipnei ma chol v'yushalayim mipnei shehamidoi divreim al din toiv v'lo osu lifnim yishrus and adiv. They just kept everything, but they didn't get to the point where you have to try and do more, which we don't really understand. If I'm doing everything, I'm a tzaddik, so then Yerushalayim gets destroyed. I was doing everything I'm supposed to do. There's a place where you can do more than you're supposed to do, but what's wrong with just doing what you're supposed to do? I'll avoid that. Not sure what that's about. Always understood that means someone who's just learning Torah, but he's not doing mitzvahs. It's like he doesn't have a God. He seems to be saying, don't know what he wants. Shenema, v'yomim rabim l'Yisrael eloi lokai emes. Lots of days, Klal Yisrael didn't have the true God. Ela b'teiru gemilas chasodim. You have to do teiru gemilas chasodim. Mitzvah doesn't have a shir. You could do a minute's chodzim the whole day, and then you want to have time to learn Torah. How do you balance that? Anyway, you've seen the footnotes here. There's long footnotes on this. Then he carries on and he says, this is what we're talking about, seems more directly. Someone who doesn't add to what he's obligated to do, he's also not going to do what he's obligated to do. It means if all you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing, you're not even doing that. We have to see why not. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing whatever I'm chayv to do. I'm not doing more. No, now you weren't even doing what you're chayv to do. I don't get the mathematics of that. That doesn't seem to make too much logical sense. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Well, you want to do more, do more. You don't want to do more. At least you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. There's no. if you're not doing more than you're supposed to be doing, then you're not even doing what you're supposed to be doing. At all. You have the logic of that? I don't get it. Sorry, I left out a line here. Even though this doing a little bit more is essential for a person, Hashem doesn't accept it until he's first doing what he's supposed to be doing. So a lot of thinking to do here. If you're not doing more than what you're supposed to be doing, you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing. But you first have to do what you're supposed to be doing. Because if you're doing more than you're supposed to be doing before you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then Hashem doesn't makabel it either. First, you have to do what you're supposed to do and then add on more. That makes sense. First, do what you're supposed to be doing. If you want, do a bit more. Yeah, but if you're not doing more, then you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing. Is it Tariqi and Godel what the problem here is? So in the footnote here, he explains a little bit. Again, I'm not sure how much I understand here, but I don't understand what he says here. You know, he said, if he's not doing more than he's supposed to be doing, he's not even doing what he's supposed to be doing. Because there's no one in the world who's a tzaddik who doesn't sin. So he's going to do that. He's going to sin. That's wired into the system. If a person adds, I used the marshal last time about the Siddur, the guy with the went to buy the Siddur with the 55 pages of Akdamas. If a person adds fences and protection devices on his mitzvahs that he's machayev to do, as kushuchayte ulo nichshal miyad b'mitzvahs atzma. When he sins, he's not going to sin in the mitzvah itself. He's going to be over the fence. He's going to be over let's say, his own personal derabbanan. Why did the derabbanan make the derabbanan? It's to protect you from the deraisa. So when you come to sin, you're over the derabbanan and not the deraisa. If he's not making fences for himself, then when he comes to Chet, because he's going to come to Chet, because there's nobody that doesn't do Chet, but he's going to come straight to the mitzvah, then he's not even doing what he's mechuyav to do. So, there are a couple of things here. First of all, we see that Chazal made fences. There's a whole bunch of the Rabbonins. Most of our lives are revolved about the Rabbonins. And second of all, person has to make his own derabbanan. Person has to make his own fences around the things where he knows that he has problems. Has to set up boundaries for himself. You have to know that's coming from the right place. It's coming from the correct yearning. Seichel's processed it. But again, I'm blurring here a little bit between the what we would call doing chumras and doing more than you're supposed to do in terms of the kumva asay, as opposed to what he seems to be talking about is more in the sumerah. Putting up a fence is not a chumra. But it may be. I don't know. Again, any law, can't think of examples. I have to think of a, just trying to think of a practical example where this would be. One that just pops into my head, I don't know how long my said is, but it pops in my head. We know that there's two sofs of man, kriyashmas. The Magen Avram, there's the earliest man, and the goin, that's the latest man. So if you go according to the goin, you yoitzi, okay? There's a mukubal, there's a discussion, but we know that the goin is good enough. If you said kriyashma up to the zman of a goin, you yoitzi. There's not even a question. But you may be worried about oversleeping. If you oversleep, you miss the goin's man, you finished. there's no way to fix that. You might take on as a chumrah for yourself to always say, Shema nefi the Magen Avraham. I'm not suggesting this for anybody. I'm just using it as an example. So that would be a chumrah where you're setting up your own fence, your own chumrah, let's say your own fence. You might need to always say, Sosman Kriya Shema, you're holding by the goin, by the Magen Avraham, which is quite a bit earlier than the goin. So if you slip up and you sleep a bit late, at least you'll get Sosan Kriya Shema finished to the goin. But if you're holding by the goin and you sleep late, well, then you missed it. That's it. You finished. There's no Kriya Shema Bezmano that day. So that's an example that comes to mind of a chumrah, which is a fence and a chumrah in the same time. It's a fence. I want to be finished earlier. A lot of little things like that we do, that we davening, you get up a bit earlier, you know, because you don't want to. You know. Anyway, I'm just thinking, is that the chumriya where you're buying an esrog and you're going to get a more mahuda esrog than the guy next door to you? There's no side there. There's no fence there. You've got a kosher esrog. You've got a kosher esrog. What are you worried about? That you'll sin with your kosher. You know what I'm saying? You'll buy more machmir matzahs because you're worried about chumrat. Okay, maybe. No, no. If you have any examples that in your own personal area, I'm happy to hear them. I'm just grappling. I'm struggling with this a little bit. The ikka problem, I think, is just hard enough doing what you're supposed to be doing without looking for, you know, chumras and machmirim and whatever. The chazal wired a lot of what we're doing in already into our lives. Mukta, for example. You don't have to make more mukta than there is. There's half of, you know, a big chunk of Shabbos is mukta. It's kulu derabbanan. Most of our Shabbos is derabbanan. So, you got to look for more fences now. Yeah, there could be. There could be things. There could be things that a person would do. Okay. That's Arichion. I have to think about what he's saying here. The guy Tirulano, the Chayvotan Chazal matted for us, and they even obligated us. See what that means. If they matted it, they didn't mechayv it. If they mechayv it, it wasn't heter. Which one is it? It's a matir or a chiyuv? He uses the same lotion. Kva itiru lanu v'chiyuvu otanu. In the original as well, it's the same lotion. It's a bit strange, and there's a footnote here, and we'll see. If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's a chayv or a chiyuv, then it's the same thing. How can they matter it and mechayv you? So some of it was otzer, but now they matted it. Now that they matted it, you chayv. What he's talking about. The criteria lanu chazal, the chayvotan, lahoisif ala mitzvahs, to add to the mitzvahs. Of course, we're not talking about what's called bal toisif. They didn't tell you to take two esroigim. They didn't tell you to have five pashas in your tefillin. That's an issa deraisa. When you mean toisif, they mean quality. The omru, mitzifin michol el hakodesh. We add, for example, Shabbos. We take out Shabbos later. We bring in Shabbos earlier. Loitzif betzoyim, betfilu, betzdoka. We take out the fast a little bit later. Or we add to our tefillah. Or we give more tzdoka. We watch what we eat. Coming with muteris lanu. If it's mutter, there's not, you're not eating anything not kosher or whatever, but you're going to eat with a bit more, what's the word, with a bit more seichel, not just letting the goof do whatever it wants. Well, otzru lani, li'sove b'shem ha'shem afilu al emes. Chazal also came along and said, I don't know what he's doing, he's giving us a list of the rabbonins here. about these? There's all Shulchan Aruch. Well, but I'm not sure. For example, they offered you to make a shvur b'shem Hashem, even when it's MS. In the Torah, if you want to make a shvur b'shem Hashem, you make a shvur. We spend a lot of time learning about shvurs, no? Big chunk of the time you spend in yeshiva is learning about shvurs. Shvurs are shremlim, shvurs, yeah, shvurs are mikvahs. Chazal came along and said, no, 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 don't make shvurs, even if it's b'MS. And not to speak too much, even if it's not sheker. And don't talk about other people if you're not saying negative things about them. You shouldn't be praising people in front of other people too much, even if it's valid. And not to talk about the negativity of people that on maybe he's wants us yes to the burial them. No, you shouldn't be going around talking about negatively about other people, even if they deserve it. Even if they deserve it, you find them despicable, whatever, they deserve it, yeah. But it's better not to do stuff. Again, I'm not exactly sure. He brings a list here of a couple of the Rabbonins, and why did he choose these Dafka? Remember who we're learning here. Strange this. Anyway, just to go back to what he said originally, is V'kvah yitiru lanu v'chayv otonu chazal. He says, yeah, mi'advarim shechazal v'yisifu ala mitzvahs, hamuras b'toira. Those things that Chazal added to that what was written, the mitzvahs that are written in the Torah. There are two categories here. There's the category where they mattered you to do these things. Didn't obligate us. To fast more than, okay, today fasting, we have a hard enough time finding ahead to just to fast generally. But in those days, where fast was something that people were mukuban and people took on fast, Chazal mattered you to fast more than the obligated fast. You need a heter for that, because who gives you a heter to fast? It's not so possible to just fast. We see by Nozi, he's got to bring a chattis. It's not possible to deprive yourself of what Hashem wants you to have. But Chazal will matter. If you want to have more fast, you can have more fast. If you want to daven more, you can daven more. Daven more tefillahs. There's tefillahs in the dovers. There's three tefillahs a day. You want to do four tefillahs a day? Yeah, they matted it, but they're chayvet, not obligated. Okay. And then there are categories that the Chazal chayved us to do. Tosefes Shabbos, okay? Assuming it's not the Raisa, without going into the whole discussion, Tosefes the Raisa, not the Raisa, but according to it seems, Tosefes Shabbos the Rabbanan. We don't mess with that. You know, the 20 minutes before candle lighting or whatever is not stump for the woman. They're obligated in us. You want to take on more? You want to bring in Shabbos from Plaga Mincha? Gewaltig, Gesundheit, Mutter. Well, you don't have to. But to say for Shabbos, whatever to say for Shabbos is, wherever you are, whatever the minag is, those are chiyuv. That's how he understands this. It's about the same things. It's about the few things, the things that are matter that would have been us otherwise. In other words, fasting without a heter, who gives you a heter to fast? Who gives you a heter to daven another Shmon Esrei? You listen to Dover, me or Malacha. No, they're matter that you can. You daven more tefillahs if you want. And you can fast more if you want. They're not obligated. The things that you have, many, many examples. Okay. Take out Shari Tshuva, you go through the list of all the, you know, you take out the Moina Mitzvahs, you go through all the Mitzvahs, and you have a look, Mazi Deraisa, Mazi Rabbonin, what you have to do, what a Chiyuvim, what or not. So we've gone from keeping all the Mitzvahs to now setting up ways to protect our Mitzvahs and also to add to our Mitzvahs. Davening four tefillahs a day doesn't protect the three davenings that I'm doing, essentially. I'm davening three times a day, and I want to daven more. It's a tzayag. It's not a fence to protect my tefillahs. I'm adding to my tefillahs. Not making false shvuos. Yeah, that protects you from a lot of trouble, because it could be that you think it's the truth, you're not sure, you can get into trouble with shvuos. So they put up a fence, don't make shvuos, even when it's the truth. It'll protect you from making shvuos that are not true. Okay, the Gemara, it's hard to find ourselves in the. I'm having a hard time finding myself in all of these things. Aval tov, we said we'll do this. When we get to Shah Cheshbon HaNefesh, then you find yourself there a lot. There's a lot. I don't know how you're enjoying it in the mornings. Are you still doing it in Rav Gross's Lashir? Are you still doing Shah Cheshbon HaNefesh? Yeah, so there it's much easier to find yourself. Sharabachin, Sharabatoch, and you can find yourself. Shah Yichud HaMaisa is. It's not cliche to find ourselves. Yeah, but it's there. We have to learn it. Shach Eshbon HaNefesh is Neure Dika. It's Mamash Nifle V'Neure. Unbelievable. Okay. Weiter. Vata Aleinu Lavi Dugmot Mechelek Hashenu Shal Pitu HaYetze She'efshel Elmod Mehem Shah Pitu Yov. Now he's going back to, I don't know, it's like he took a bit of a break. We're dealing with the way the Yetzirah tries to seduce us and get us to do what we're not supposed to do. Different categories of people, people that are not learned, people that are learned, the different kinds that the Yetzirah comes with. So he says, I'm going to give you examples of the second chedek of the Pitu HaYetzirah. And from there, you'll be able to learn all the other seductions, persuasions. Because once a person knows about them, but Zat Hashem, we'll be able to guard himself about it. So we're talking here not about bad maisim. We're talking here about maisim tov that can get messed up. We're talking about good deeds that get messed up. There's no Dover Tov in the world that doesn't have in relation to it things that can destroy it. Once Adam Arishan did the Chet, so now good and evil are Ma'urbav. There's nothing that's purely good, there's nothing that's purely evil. The best of deeds are going to have some taint there. We have to be careful that they don't makalkal. Only somebody who knows what these things are that mess up your maisim toivim. Then you know how to be careful about them. If you know what the things are that mess up your mitzvahs, then you know how to watch yourself from them. Somebody only knows the good. He only knows it's a good thing to do. But he doesn't know what are the things that can maybe destroy, mess up, he's good. There'll be nothing left of the good he does. Because of all the kilkulim that are going to attack his maisim toivim. Now that's pretty scary, yeah? God's doing maisim toivim. He said he helped to somebody, he helped to whatever. He did a nice thing, he did a nice job, whatever. Yeah. But if you don't know that what's waiting there, lurking on your good deeds, is something that's trying to destroy your good deeds, you don't know what those things are, you won't ever do anything good. You think you're doing good. I'm a stalker, I learned, helped a little kid across the street today. Nothing today. I gave somebody a ride home, took their mama to his front door. I did some good stuff. What's macaulkling that? I don't know. I don't know there was something macaulkling it. As lo yisham ya tov mu'um, there's nothing left of your good. That's like, whoa. You know? Let's see why. What's he talking about? There was a certain chosid who commanded his students. First learn what's evil, so that you can know, you can recognize what it is, and you can distance yourself from it. They're going to learn what's good. I don't know, that's what they do in the Chedorim. The Chedorim teach the kids everything that's bad. Teach them all the bad things in the world. You don't open a Gemara, you just expose them to all the rotten riches in the world. And then you start teaching them the mitzvahs. So it's a bit of an interesting conversation here, pedagogically, how this is. What was it? Yeah. Imagine that you walk into the cheder, you know, and you start, you take out iPhones, and you take out the, and you start showing the kids all the evil in the world, you know. Now they know what's bad. As a chav now, you know, 6 months later, we start learning. I don't think you'll last too long in your job. The Chavis Lavava says that. Because we have to understand what he's talking about. Then you teach him what's good, so they can do what's good. When you want to come plant a field, first you have to plow it and take out all the thorns. If you don't take out the thorns first, then when you plant the wheat, this is going to get destroyed by the thorns. So first you have to clean out the field and then plant the wheat.
At least this makes a little bit more sense than what he said before.
I just read what he says and then I have problems, and then hopefully we solve the problem. That's how we get to understand things, by asking questions. It's hard to remember that you're dealing with a Rishon here, because if it's a very hard limud.
It's hard to believe that anybody got to the point where they actually did everything they were meant to do.
Well, the Rishonim learned the Sefer. The Rosh, the son of the Rosh, the brother of the Tool, brings down that his father used to learn the Sefer. You know, this was a Sefer that was already, it was written by Rishon, but it was already Makubal in the time that it was Rishonim. It was a Sefer that the Rishonim were learning. The Rishonim, we know, you've learned the Rashi, you've learned the Tosfos, you understand, they thought a little bit more than we can. And they plummeted to the depths of the Sefer to a level we can never begin to understand, for sure not. You know, when Tosfos learned Rashi, he learned him a little bit differently to the way we learn a Rashi. But we learn the way we can. We learn what we can. But we come at it with enormous respect and understanding how little of what he's really saying we understand. You know, and you see it. You just from the psukim he brings, from the whole difference, a very difficult kind of thought process. You know, when you're learning a Rashba, it's a little bit easier because you're in a sugya and it doesn't really affect you. I mean, it doesn't touch you that much. And you're learning a sugya, and there's a Rashba, there's a shvera Rashba, beseder. So you got a kash on the Rashba, you move on. You maybe understand the sugya according to Rashi. Your place is beseder, and you move on in the sugya. There's a chreinim that open it up and explain it, you know, whatever. Yeah. First of all, it's things that touch you, it's things that are obligations that you're grappling with that you can't say, yeah, well, that's not, you know, I don't have a cow, so I don't have to worry about, you know, cows goring cows, because I don't have a cow. Yeah, these are things that mamash touch on a shomer. And that's a kasher. It's a kasher. It's a law pashut. Anyway, but then you see, we learn it and we grow from it. It's got a kedusha. And from that kedusha, we improve it. We grow. We understand more. And we hopefully we take away some stuff here. Okay, Mithashim, next week we'll try and understand. I'm going to start again from the Atah Aleinu, from Lamed Daled there. Go over the Hagam again, and then go weiter into the what he's talking about. Okay.
Okay, Shachar. Have a good one.
Shachar, Boisa. This would be Basuras Toivas. Difficult times up ahead of us. Be mechazak in Kabbalah Sol Torah. That's where the void is. All right. A good and take good care.